श्रीनारद उवाच
नत्वा
भगवते अजाय लोकानां धर्मसेतवे वक्षे सनातनं धर्मं नारायण मुखाश्रितम्।
श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 11 टेक्स्ट नंबर 5 स्पीकर हिज रेसिडेंट कवि प्रभु।
Shetave, who protects religious principles. Bakshe, I shall explain. Sanatanam, eternal. Dharman, occupational duty. Narayana Mukhat, from the mouth of Narayana. Sutam, which I have heard. Translation and Patpat by Silo A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. Sri Narada Muni said, after first offering my obeisances unto Lord Krishna, the protector of the all religious principles of all living entities, let me explain the principles of the eternal religious system, of which I have heard from the mouth of the Narayana. Parpat. The word Arya refers to Krishna, who explains in the Bhagavad Gita 4.6, Ajo Pishanna Ayoyanti. I am ever existing and thus I never take birth. There is no change in my existence. ओम अज्ञान निर्दिष्टा जैना जनशला कया चक्षुर निर्मितम जैना तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम जैन भूतले स्वयं रूपा गतमायम ददाति शापदान्तिकम। वंदेहं श्री गुरुं श्रीमातकामकं श्री गुरुं विष्णवंशं श्रीरूपं सकृजातं शोकनाशनानन्तं तपसजीवम्। नमो कृष्णपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले चिन्ते भक्तिवेदन्ता स्वामीनीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चादेशकारिणी वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यसिन्धुवाये च पतितानां पावनेभ्यः वैष्णवेभ्य नमो नमः। नमः महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमो नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचारी श्री गौर भक्त बिंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे आई एम ट्राइंग टू गिव इन इंग्लिश but I don't know my English is proper or not, but I'm trying. trying to do, say something about this slokas. So, in these days, general knowledge is the essential part of our life, in the modern life. The people are searching how to get the general knowledge. Even though the parents, they are thinking how to get the general knowledge from the school. And not only for that, Prabhupada said, then when the child in his mother's womb, the parents, they are thinking how to get the nice school and how to get the nice college or how to get the nice teacher, which my sons or my daughter, they can get the nice knowledge from them. The people are thinking like that, their views is like that. So this is the material status. The people are thinking always. And nowadays we can see, and if you go in any English medium school or any English medium college, the people are wearing everything. That is their natural activity. The people are inquiring everything. And if you go to the doctor has inquired so many things about your disease. If you go to the court, you can see that lawyer, not only for the lawyer, sometimes for the magistrate also, he can inquire so many things about you. Though inquiry is the natural providence. So people are thinking, but nowadays we can see that nobody can think that who I am and what is my duty and what is my activity and what is the relation between myself and the Supreme Lord. People are never think like that. People are always thinking himself only. And that's why they are getting so many sorrows. So the Narada Muni, when the Yudhishthira Maharaj, he has pleased about the activity of the Prahlad Maharaj. And after that, he is inquiring about the Prahlad Maharaj, about the Varnasam Dharma. So Narada Muni, when he asking about so many things from the Yudhishthira Maharaj, then he himself described about the Varnasam Dharma. Something you know that in Kali Yuga, the Narada Muni, he came as a Sivas Pandit. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, before he appeared, Sivas Pandit appeared in this Kali Yuga. And he is great associate with the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sivas Pandit, both are talking about the religious dharmas. Then, Sivas Pandit, he was asking, Puthi kene pore loke? Pore kene lok Krishna bhakti janivare? She jodi nohilo tabe vidyay ki kare? People are reading so many things. Puthi kene pore loke? Pore kene lok? People are reading so many things. But Krishna bhakti janivare? But they are reading only how to know the Supreme Lord. And if he doesn't know who is the Supreme Lord and what is the relation between the Supreme Lord and themselves, so what is the use about the reading of the books? Nothing else. And that's why Sivas Pandit was asking, Pore keno lok Krishna bhakti janibare, she jodi nohilo tabe vidyay ki kare. People are reading so many books. People are going here and there to get so many material knowledge. But that is nothing of use if they doesn't know who is the Supreme Lord. If they doesn't know what is the relation between the Supreme Lord and themselves and the human being. And that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the Kali Yuga previously of that. The people, they taught us, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how to relate it with the Supreme Lord. The people, they forgot everything. What is our activity and what is our responsibility with the Supreme Lord. And that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the Kali Yuga specially for that type of people. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us how to relate it with the Supreme Lord. Sri Chaitanya himself never came. He came with his all of associates, like as you know, the Sivas Pandit. Sivas Pandit in Kali Yuga, in the Gaur Leela, Sivas Pandit is a Narad Muni. His activity is a Narad Muni's activity. Like you know that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has mentioned that Narad Muni Bajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Naam. The Narad Muni's activity is he is always traveling here and there. And he is learning and he is teaching to the people how to relate it with the Supreme Lord. And that is his responsibility. The people has forgot his responsibility. The people, they doesn't know what is their responsibility and what is their duty and what is his actual service. People are searching how to get the real peace of their life. They have lot of, they have everything. They have the nice car, nice bungalow, nice wife, all monies, everything, all of opulences they have. But they have no peace in their life. And what is the reason behind that? The only reason is they have complete detached with the Supreme Lord. And that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the Kali Yuga to train them very nicely. Prabhupada established this ISKCON International Society for Krishna Consciousness specially for that purpose. Prabhupada said that International Society for Krishna Consciousness is not like any temple. Temple means only bhajan sadhana. This International Society for Krishna Consciousness is the institute. And people are coming to the institute for what? To learn something. To get something. So who I am, what is my responsibility and what is my duty and what is the relation between the Supreme Lord and myself. And that's why Prabhupada made this institution. So, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur and Chota Haridas, both are near associated with the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada mentioned that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wants to establish through the Haridas Thakur and what is the activity about the Harinam Sankirtan. And he wants to establish that what is the nature, what is the activity of the sadhus through by the Chota Haridas. By the Chota Haridas, you want to establish that what is the activities of the sadhus. Sometimes we can see that we can wear the sadhus dress, putting tilak, ganti mala, everything. But our activities is not a proper sadhus activities. Markod vairagya dekhaiyo na aay. Bhakti Saraswati Thakur mentioned that is called the markat vairagya. Markat vairagya means, markat means monkey. The monkey, we can see the monkey, he can live in the upper portion of the tree. And he is eating all his food and he is lumping here and there from that tree to that tree. And not only for that, and if you think that monkey, his nature is like as a Mahatma because he is lumping from that tree to that tree. And he is eating only the fruit. But his thinking is, always the woman monkey and how to enjoy with the woman monkey. And that's why Bhakti Saraswati Thakur said, Markod Vairagya Dekhaiyo Na Aay. Through Chota Haridas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us what is the real activity of the sadhu. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has some desire. And what is that desire? And he wants to take prasad in Bhagwan Acharya's house. And he told Bhagavan Acharya that I want to take prasadam in your house in noontime. So Bhagavan Acharya was surprised. And sometimes maybe Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can joke with us. He is joking with us sometimes. So he was surprised, Bhagavan Acharya. And how can he say that he wants to take prasadam in my house? Then Bhagavan Acharya, he is talking with some associates. Then the other associates of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they said that Bhagavan Acharya, you are really a real gentleman. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to your house for taking prasad. Then Bhagavan Acharya went to his house and he is trying to make the nice prasadam for him. Then immediately Chota Haridas, he came to his house. Then Bhagavan Acharya told him, Chota Haridas, go and bring some fine rice for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Chota Haridas asking, what I can get that the fine rice? This the Prabhuji said Bhagavan Acharya, they go Madhavi Devi's house and taking some fine rice from her house. And after that, when he heard this thing, then Chota Haridas, he went to Madhavi's house. Madhavi, he is a sister of the Sikhi Maiti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is a three and half the great dear and great associate. And what is that three? That Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar, Sikhi Maiti and half of Madhavi Devi. Three and half person is the dear and near devotees of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Rai, Sikhi Maiti and Madhavi Devi. So Madhavi Devi was a great devotee. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally explained her that he is the incarnation of Srimati Radharani. And he likes her very much. Although he wants to touch the human being. And that's why through by the Chota Haridas, he taught it us. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specially taught us for the human being. Then when Bhagavan Acharya told him to go to bring some fine rice from the Madhavi Devi's house, then Chota Haridas, he went to her house and he was asking, if you have some fine rice, can you give some fine rice for Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The Madhavi Devi was so pleased and she was giving more and more fine rice to the Chota Haridas' hand. And Chota Haridas, he took the rice and gave it to Bhagavan Acharya. Then Bhagavan Acharya, he cooked very nicely for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the noon time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking birth in Ganga, and after taking birth, he is coming to the Bhagavan Acharya house, and he came, and Bhagavan Acharya, his obeisances him very nicely, Pada Pakshalama. Then, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit, and Bhagavan Acharya, he brings so many things for him. And he made some nice ghee bhat and mixing with the ghee. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that ghee rice first and he was very pleased. And after that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bhagavan, from where you get from this fine rice? Then Bhagavan Acharya said, Prabhu, I got from this rice in Madhavi's house, which whom to send you? Then Bhagavan Acharya said, I am sending Chota Haridas and he is bringing that fine rice from the Madhavi's house. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that time, he never said anything. He took everything with very pleased way. And he is very pleased about that cooking and he is appreciating that. And after taking the prasadam, when he back his own house, he personally said his personal servant Govinda, Govinda, from today, you said Chota Haridas, no need to come my house. I don't want to see his face. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said like this, that Govinda was surprised. Are, how it is possible? Chota Haridas is a great associate with you. He has nice relation with you. How can you say like this, that no need to come my house. I don't want to see his face from today. When Chota Haridas heard these things and he was surprised, how it is possible? Yes, it's Radha Kadari Bhagavan Ki, Jagannath Prabhu Subhadra Maharaj Ki. Then Chota Haridas, he was surprised. Without his mercy, how can I live? And he is singing always for the pleasure of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a great Kirtani of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Kirtan team. In Ratha Yatra time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the 8 Kirtan teams and one of the Kirtan leader is the Chota Haridas. He is a great Kirtaniya. But Chota Haridas, when he heard this thing, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't want to meet with me. But I don't know what is my fault and what is my apura, what I did. And nobody can know that. And everybody is thinking, what is his fault and what he done. Then Chota Haridas, he was surprised. And he is fasting more than 3 days. And after 3 days, Swarup Damodar, he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sarvadham said, Prabhu, he was asking, Prabhuji, can you tell me what is his fault and what he did? Please, if he did some mistake, please forgive him. You are a Mahavadanya avatar. You can give your mercy always. Mahaprabhu said, if you stay with him from my side, I don't have any objection. You can stay with Chota Haridas, but I can leave from here. I can stay in the Alalnath temple. You can stay with him. If you like him, you can stay with him. No problem for me. I have no objection with about that. But you know, both of you can stay here, and I can stay in the Alalnath temple. And after that, Sharup Damodar, he stopped everything. And he was searching, and he was negotiating about that, what he did that. All of his associates, they are thinking about that. Yeah, Chota Haridas, he is a great Kirtaniya, and he is always associated with the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after that, Chota Haridas, he was so shocked. He never take anything, even from water. It was mentioned that in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita Anta Lila, that after that incident, Chota Haridas, he never took also little bit water. He just stayed in the front of the Jagannath temple. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go and take darshan in Lord Jagannath, just Chota Haridas pay obeisances at his lotus feet. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never seen him also in his life and after that. So all of his associated, they are thinking, hey, what is his fault? What he did? Nobody knows that. And one day, some of his great associates, they meet with Paramananda Puri. And Paramananda Puri and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both at the same age. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never reject any type of word from the Paramananda Puri. So Paramananda Puri personally came and meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he told, Prabhu, you are the so merciful, and that's why your name is Mahavadanya Avatar. So you give your mercy to the Chota Haridas. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told, Mono Manena Amar, Mon Amar Bodhashakta Taha. So then Paramananda Puri, when he was asking about the Chota Haridas, what is this call, can you tell me? Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tell that he was a dharma dhaji and he was a dharma kalankya. It was mentioned that in Chaitanya Chaitamrita that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is so much angry about the Chota Haridas. In this regard, Bhaktisan Swasi Thakur had mentioned that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu want to establish for the human being that what is the actual nature of the sadhu and sant. And that's why he want to train the human being through by the Chota Haridas. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tell Paramananda Puri that he was a dharma dhaji and he was a dharma kalankya. And when Paramananda Puri, he heard the thing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said that he has a dharma kalankan, dharma dhaj, and he was surprised. Then Paramananda Puri personally he was asking, hey, can you tell me what is the real story about that? Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally told him that what is his fault. In this regard, Paramananda Puri explained very nicely in Chaitanya Chaitamrita Granthamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also was very explained very nicely that why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has called that Chota Haridas is a dharma kalanka. Why he said like this is a dharma kalanka? Madhavi Devi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally explained that Madhavi Devi is a great associate, is a great Vaishnavi, and he is associated with Srimati Radharani, and he respects her always. And if we respect, how can you say like this that Chota Haridas is a dharma kalanka, dharma dhaj? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to the Paramananda Puri very nicely. And after that, Paramananda Puri, he understood everything what he was to tell. So then Paramananda Puri back to the all associates and they were one meeting in Jagannath Puri, in front of the Jagannath Puri. Then Paramananda Puri, then Sarvadamodar Prabhu came, Ramananda Rai came, Shivananda same, most of the great associate of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came and met Paramananda Puri in the front of Jagannath temple. And Paramananda Puri explained and what is his fault. Then they called up Chota Haridas, and Chota Haridas came and they obeisances in the Paramananda Puri's lotus feet, and Ramananda Rai, Sarvadamodar, all of them. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he leaves us in a fourth place. It was mentioned in Chaitanya Chaitamrita Granth. He is living in the fourth place. And first is Shochira Mandira, Nityananda Nartan, Sivasa Kirtan, or Raghava Bhavan. He is living still. He is living in the fourth place. First of all is the temple of the Shachi Mata, and second is the dancing mood of the Nityananda Prabhu, and third is the chanting mood of the Sivas Pandit, and fourth point is the house of Raghava Pandit. And that Raghava Pandit means, Raghava Pandit, he has one sister, his name was Damayanti, and she is a master of the cook. It was mentioned that in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, and that time she knows so many types of cooking. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he goes to the Jagannath Puri, and every year some of his associates, they go to Jagannath Puri to meet with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in that time, Damayanti Devi, she personally made so many things for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is called the Raghavera Juli. She made so many things for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Govinda, his personal servant Govinda, came and meets Damayanti Devi, and Damayanti, she packed so many things with one gamcha, with net gamcha. So Govinda, he was surprised. Are you made so many things, but I have one little gamcha, there is no enough space. So how can I take all of these things? The Damayanti said, don't worry about that. It is my responsibility to pack everything. You just take this everything and give it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. During that Rath Yatra time, he used to stay in 4 months in Rath Yatra time at Jagannath Puri. And that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only take the Damayanti's food, nothing else. So Damayanti, she was made so many special items for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And she packed very nicely and gave it to Govinda Das. And Govinda was surprised, hey, how it is possible to take this, all these things? I have some small space, I have so many things, I can bring also Mahaprabhu's personal item. So how can I bring this so many things? So Damayanti Devi, she made and she packed very nicely and gave it to Govinda. Then Govinda, he took that from Damayanti and then keep it in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house in Jagannath Puri. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came from the Jagannath temple and he was asking, Govinda, I am too thirsty and I am hungry also. Can you give something which I sent Damayanti from the Raga Bhava? Then Govinda, how can you remember that Damayanti, she was sending so many things for you? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was laughing about that. And then Govinda, she brings that all items and he was giving some achar and some attractive food to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was hungry and he was taking so many things. So Govinda was surprised. Then he said, Prabhu, don't take more, and if you take more, and you become sick. And when Govinda, when he was asking like this, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was angry with Govinda. Why you are disturbing me? I am taking prasadam. That Damayanti, she cooked very nicely. I am just tasting. I am not eating. I am just tasting little bit. Then Govinda, he was laughing about his activity of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took everything. And after that, when he took more and more things, and he became sick. And next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Govinda. Govinda, by your mercy, I am sick. Bring some medicine for me. Because without a medicine, I cannot rise up, you know. I am sleeping, I cannot rise up also. Please bring some medicine for me. Then Govinda, he was threatening him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was surprised. Hey, Govinda is my servant, he is my personal servant. Maybe he is serving very nicely, but why he is threatening me? So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry with the Govinda. And Govinda was surprised. Then Govinda, he told, okay, please forgive me my coldness. So then Govinda, he went out and he took some medicine. And from where he got that medicine? Govinda personally went to Sarup Damodar house. And Sarup Damodar, he knows everything, that what type of medicine Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants. So Govinda met Sarup Damodar in morning time. Early in the morning, the Govinda, he is knocking his door. The Sarup Damodar, he is in the inside, he opened his door. Then Sarup Damodar, he was asking, why you came in the morning? What is the urgency? Then Govinda told, Prabhu, my Prabhuji, he is so sick, he needs the medicine from you. Well, what type of medicine he wants? I don't know. He told that he is sick, he is very sick. He told me to go and bring some medicine for me. And that's why I came to your house. So can you give some medicine for him? Then after that, Sarup Damodar Prabhu, he went, he entered his room and took some medicine and gave it to him. Then with that medicine, Govinda came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house and putting with that water and gave it to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, took this medicine once in a time and he became free. And he was dancing in front of the Govinda. The Govinda was surprised, hey, how it is possible? You just took a little bit medicine and with that medicine you become free and you are dancing. And that is his nature and that is his activity. And through by Chota Haridas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established for the human being. What is the responsibility for the sadhu, sant, samaj? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was mentioned in Chaitanya Prabhava Grantha, Chaitanya Prabhava books, that in that time, in more than 300 and 400 years ago, and there are so many Sahajiya Sampadayas there in the Bengal. And that Sahajiya Sampadaya was so active, still now they are active. And they are putting everything, they are putting tilak, they are putting kanti, they are chanting, even not only for that, and they are doing everything. Matkod vairagya dekhayo na. And that's why Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, ye matkod vairagya dekhayo na. Matlab, is the meaning of that, the matkod vairagya means, matkod means you are a monkey and you are sitting in the upper portion of the tree and you are going here and there. Public are thinking that you are a mahatma, but your thinking is always and how to associate with the woman monkey, that is called the matkod vairagya. So your bhushan, your dress is like as a mahatma, but your thinking is completely separate. You are thinking always the woman, you are thinking always how to associate it with the woman. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never said like this, the Chota Haridas is a big offense, no. And he want to establish for the human being through by the Chota Haridas. Chota Haridas was a great devotee of the Supreme Lord. He just go and meet Madhavi Devi and bring some fine rice for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He wants to do service for the Supreme Lord and he wants to do service for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he established two by the Chhota Haridas. And in his life, he never met also in Chhota Haridas. And Chhota Haridas was so unhappy. When he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't want to meet with me, and he goes away from Jagannath temple and he went to Elahabad Prayag Sangam and he became a suicide. When the, all his associated were hearing about that news that he and he was suicide because of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were surprised. That Sarvadamadar Prabhu, Rai Ramananda Rai, Sivananda Sen, they said that Chhota Haridas, he never do like this. Because he is a great associate with the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is the mercy of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, maybe he is disappeared. Now when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this thing, and after that, Sarvadamadar Prabhu, when Sarvadamadar Prabhu's house, then when Sarvadamadar, he heard about that Chhota Haridas incident, and he was asking Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what happened? The Mahaprabhu was laughing. Sarvadamadar understood that he is the mercy, he got the mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Other associates of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were sorrows about that. They feel very bad that because of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Chhota Haridas, he became suicide. And they feel very bad about that. But Sarvadamadar, when the maid of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associate, they tell, he tell, it is a activity of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nobody can understand his activity. Nobody can understand his morality. It is his dharma. Dharma to shakshat bhagavat pranita. So Mahaprabhu, he established that through the Chhota Haridas, the what is the nature of the sadhu and sadhu. And one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in seaside in Jagannath Puri with his associates. And when they are taking bath, the nice music coming from that one corner of the seaside. The Ramananda Rai, and he was surprised at this voice, this is complete Chhota Haridas voice. How he came here? How he came here? Then Ramananda Rai, he was talking, he was discussing about this nice voice with Sarvadamadar Prabhu. The Sarvadamadar also heard this nice voice, and when he heard this nice voice, he was surprised. Are, this is 100% Chhota Haridas voice. How he came here? He went to Prayag and suicide. Everybody knows that. Then when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this music very nicely, and he was asking Sarvadamadar, where is Chhota Haridas? Tell and come here. Then Sarvadamadar Prabhu, he was saying to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Prabhu, all of you know that Chhota Haridas is gone away from here. He is never is here. So Mahaprabhu said, if he not, he is here, how can I hear his sweet voice from the seaside, from the sea corner? Jagate tomaro koro toma ichha jar, tomare loite ami shobi avatar. So Ramananda Rai said, Je Prabhuji, it is the mercy for you. If you are giving mercy to the Chhota Haridas, then we can learn something from you. The Chhota Haridas was laughing about that. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was laughing. The Chhota Haridas is always with me. He never gives up me. I never. Because you know that he is associated from his childhood. Chhota Haridas, he was great associated with the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like Sivas Pandit. Sivas Pandit, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Kali Yuga, before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sivas Pandit appeared in Sihatya, Bangladesh. when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Mayapur, and that time Sivas Pandit in the Mayapur with Malini Devi. Malini Devi is wife. So Malini Devi, she is taking care of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's childhood. And she trained very nicely in Swachi Mata how to how to take care in the Swachi Sundar. Because Malini Devi is so experienced, better than Swachi Mata. Before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the Kali Yuga, Sivas Pandit, he went his wife to Jagannath Mishra's house to go and train Swachi Mata very nicely, how to take care in Swachi Sundar, how to take care in the Nimai. Then as per his orders, Malini Devi, he went to Jagannath Mishra's house and he trained him very nicely. So from beginning of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life history, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respect him as like his mother, as like his Swachi Mata. In Balya Lila, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took a bath in the Ganga and he was pastime with his friends in Ganga, in the beneath of the Ganga, and Swachi Mata sometimes, and she was angry about the behavior of the Nimai. Some of the pilgrimage, they came in, met with Swachi Mata, and they are complained about their son in Nimai. And one day, Malini Devi, she brought so many things for Nimai from his house in Sihatya. And that time, Sihatya in the Bengal, but now Sihatya in the Bangladesh portion. And that time Sihatya is very near from the Sri Mayapur Dham. Sihatya is the district of Nadia, which now Sihatya is the Bangladesh portion. And Sivas Pandit always used to send in Malini Devi so many things for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking care of utensils. Malini Devi one day came in Jagannath Mishra's house in so many things for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Jagannath Mishra, he was surprised. Why Malini Devi is bringing so many things for my son? Then he was discussed with Swachi Mata and Malini Devi. That Jagannath Mishra said that Swachi Mata, before Nimai appeared, I was surprised when I goes to the out. I regularly used to go to the out in the from village to town, and so many people are come and meet, and their obeisances unto me. I don't know what is the reason behind that. And Swachi Mata also tell, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in my womb, and from that time so many new people are coming to my house, I never seen in my life. So many people are coming, not only for the Navadvip. So many places, the new people are coming every day, they are paying obeisances, they are putting so many things, or they are bringing so many things. I don't know why. And when they came, the nice environment is going on in my house. I was surprised how it is possible. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was 13 months in Swachi Mata's home. Generally, the child has opened in 10 months, but Nimai Pandit, he was in more than 13 months in Swachi Mata's home. The Swachi Mata was surprised and she was thinking, "Are how it is possible? 10 months over, 11th month over, 12th month over, 13th month, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip Dham." In that time, Malini Devi was there. And Malini Devi, she is taking care very nicely, because Swachi Mata, only the 13 and 14 years old lady, she doesn't know how to take care of my child. And Swachi Mata was so experienced, better than Malini Devi was so experienced, better than Swachi Mata. And Malini Devi, he trained him very nicely. "Listen, Swachi Mata, you do like this, you do like that. And you can put nice oil, and after the putting the nice oil, you can put in the beneath of the plain land." And then Mali Devi trained him very nicely, and Sochimata also trained us very nicely. Then Jagannath Mishra, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in his house, he saw that so many people are coming. Not only for the Navadvip Dham, so many devatas, they are also coming from the Vaikuntha Loka. Like Narada Muni, Brahma, so many. And the, when they come, their environments of this house is completely changed. And due to that changed mentality, Jagannath Mishra understood that my son, he is not a natural. He is a high fire. Prabhupada said that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Jagannath Mishra understood that my son, he is not a natural boy. He is a high fire boy. High fire means those who are in a great. That means high fire. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only 2 months old, Nilamma Chakravarti first came in his house. And Nilamma Chakravarti Thakur, he was a great astrologer of that time. And he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he saw that 14 rekhas in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And Nilamma Chakravarti Thakur was surprised. And he was thinking, this son, this bachcha, this child is not a natural. He is a complete separate. And 14 times of rekhas are there, 14 times of lines are there, some special lines are there. And Nilamma Chakravarti Thakur, he is a great astrologer. He knows everything. And one line is there, that line's name is, it was mentioned in Chaitanya Chaitanya Granth, that line's name is a Makara Rekha. The Makara Rekha means if you have that Makara Rekha, you can never in your house, you should be out from your house. Now Nilamma Chakravarti Thakur, he understood that this child, he never be in his house, he should be out from his house. But he never said that in the Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra. If they knows about that, and they were surprised. And Nilamma Chakravarti, he knows everything because he was a great astrologer. So, Sivas Pandit, he is a great associate with the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always he is associate with the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was mentioned in Chaitanya Chaitanya Granth that Narada Homkare Sivasero Sankirtane Ami Ashi Ailu Moro Savakare. Nara means Aditya Acharya. Our Sivasada Sankirtane, that Kirtan mood of the Sivas Thakur. In both of them are invited me to come, and that's why I came in the Kali Yuga as a form of the devotee. Saparshada Shiyodham Shaho Abhutam. It was mentioned in Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Saranagati. Saranga Saranagati Hoibe Jahar Taharo Prarthana Sune Sinanda Kumar. If we have all type of Saranagati you have, if you don't have anything else, the surrender mentality you have, then you will get the real mercy of the Sri Chaitanya. Kandiya Kandiya Bale Amita Adham Sikha Hoye Saranagati Karo Hoye. Just you surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord, and if you surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord, then you will get the real mercy of the Sri Chaitanya. The Supreme Lord, he doesn't want anything from you. He wants only one thing, and that is called the real devotion. And that devotion is comes from the real satsang. And that's why Prabhupada made this institution. This is not like a temple. The people are coming to the temple to see, watch the deities and taking prasadam and bhojan. Prabhupada doesn't like that. And he wants to establish this society to learn something from the society, and what is our activity, and who I am, what is the responsibility, and what is the relation with the Supreme Lord. And that's why Prabhupada established this society. Our mission is the Chaitanya's mission. Our mission is taught to the human being what is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shiksha. It is the movement of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And if you enter to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, and if you surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord, and then you will get the real mercy of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always merciful to everybody. Maybe you are a Pakandi, he is always merciful for the Pakandi also. And that time, so many Pakandis, and that Jagai Madhai, and he is so merciful also, Jagai Madhai. পাপি তাপি যত ছিল হরি নামে উদ্ধারিল তারও সাক্ষী জগাই আমরা. হি সো মার্সিফুল, দ্যাটস হোয়াই হিজ নেম ইজ নম মহাবদন্না, মহাবদন্নি অবতার. হি ইজ অলওয়েজ রেডি টু গিভ হিজ মার্সি, বাট উই আর নট রেডি টু টেক আপ হিজ মার্সি. হি ইজ রেডি টু গিভ আপ হিজ মার্সি অলওয়েজ, কিন্তু হি ইজ অলওয়েজ মহাবদন্নি অবতার, হি ইজ রেডি টু গিভ আপ হিজ মার্সি. But we are not ready. So we become ready. How it is possible? To surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord. Sarango saranagati hoibe jahat taharo prarthana sune Chinanda Kumar. And if you shelter to the lotus feet of the Lord, then we will get the real mercy of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the Kali Yuga, personally taught us to how to get the real mercy of the Radha Krishna. And that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the mood of the Radha Krishna. And he came as a form of devotee. He knows that if I come with the Supreme Lord, nobody can take care of me. And nobody can learn anything from me. And I want to give them something. And that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a form of the devotee. Enechi Aushadhi Maya Nasi Varu Lagi Hori Nama Mahamantra. I came with the Harinam Mahamantra and I want to distribute. I have so many kipras, I have so many mercy, I have, and I want to distribute everything. So please take it, take it, take it. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always merciful for everybody, for him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare
Hare,
Hare If I say any mistakes in English, because you know that today is my first day in English class, if I say any mistakes, please forgive me for that. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Chota Haridas ko Bhagwan ne श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु छोटा हरिदास का माध्यम से, जैसा हरिदास ठाकुर का माध्यम से हरिनाम का महत्व को वर्णन की इस कली युग में, आज छोटा हरिदास का माध्यम से उन्होंने सिखाना चाहते थे बद्ध जीव को कि साधु होकर किस तरीके से आपको आचरण करना चाहिए. मर्कट बोईरा को दिखाई होना छोटा हरिदास का माध्यम से ये महाप्रभु शिक्षा देना चाहते हैं कि बद्ध जीव को कि साधु वेश धारण के आपको किस तरीके से व्यवहार होना चाहिए. आपने तिलक लगा दिए बहुत सुंदर अच्छे तरीके से, प्रभुपाद जी ने वर्णन किया कि आपने तिलक लगाए बहुत अच्छा से आपका कंठीमाला बहुत सुंदर से आप जप कर रहे हो, लेकिन आपका मन दूसरा जगह में भाग रहा है. आप जप कर रहे हो लेकिन मन आपका दूसरा जगह में है, मन भटकते रहता है इधर. मन आपका है नारी संकर्ण का, मन आपका है स्त्री संकर्ण का दूसरा भावना से, लेकिन आप देखा रहे हो कि आप बाबा जी बन के आप घूम रहे हैं. कुछ दिन पहले पेपर में, सब लोग को शायद पता होगा कि पेपर में आया था एक बहुत महंत, एक बहुत बड़ा महंत है जिन्होंने एक बहुत बड़ा इंस्टीट्यूशन खोल के रखे थे, और उसी इंस्टीट्यूशन का अंदर में क्या चल रहे थे पेपर में पूरा आए. अभी वो जेल में है, उसको पुलिस पकड़ के लेके गए, ज्यादा साल का उम्र का नहीं है, कल भी पेपर में फोटो आया था, उसका उम्र था 24 की 25 साल का है. नित्यानंद महाराज उनका नाम है. तो उन्होंने इतना बड़ा साधु बन के दिल्ली में, हरियाणा में, चंडीगढ़ में, बहुत जगह में बहुत बड़ा बड़ा सुंदर सुंदर मंदिर बनाए कि, लेकिन मंदिर का अंदर क्या कार्य चल रहा है वो पुलिस ने पता कर लिया. तो बाद में जाके पुलिस जाकर उसी साधु संत को पुलिस ने रस्सी बांध कर खींच कर लेकर आए. अभी वो तिहाड़ जेल में है, उसको 3 महीने का जेल. तो प्रभुपाद जी कहते इसी तरीके से साधु नहीं बनने का. तो बद्ध जीव को सिखाने के लिए महाप्रभु ये छोटा हरिदास का माध्यम से उन्होंने शिक्षा दी. छोटा हरिदास का गलती के कारण नहीं, छोटा हरिदास माधवी देवी से लेके आए, लेकिन कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी वर्णन किए कि छोटा हरिदास का गलती के कारण उसको दंड नहीं मिले। उनको दंड दिया इसके लिए कि उन्होंने जिस तरीका से लेकर आया वो तरीका उनका सही नहीं था। कि आपने बाबा जी बनकर आप जब घूम रहे हो, बाबा जी बनकर आप प्रचार कर रहे हो, तो आपका संबंध नहीं होना चाहिए गौ महिला के साथ। भाल भी आपको भगवान आचार्य ने कह दिए कि आप जाओ जाके माधवी देवी से थोड़ा चावल वगैरह लेकर आओ, महाप्रभु के लेकर आओ, अपने खुद के लिए नहीं। फिर भी महाप्रभु इसको सहन नहीं किए और उन्होंने इसको दंड हिसाब से उनको दिया, लेकिन महाप्रभु उनको त्याग नहीं दिए। महाप्रभु उनको त्याग नहीं, कोई भी शास्त्र में वर्णन नहीं है कि छोटा हरिदास को महाप्रभु ने त्याग दे दिया। अगर महाप्रभु उसको त्याग दे देते तब छोटा हरिदास को वैकुंठ प्राप्ति नहीं होती। जब स्वरूप दामोदर राय रमानंद शिवानंद सेन पुरंदर ठाकुर बहुत सारे भक्त लोग ने पूछ लिया कि प्रभु आप तो बताओ कि छोटा हरिदास कहाँ है, महाप्रभु अंतर्जामी महाप्रभु स्वयं भगवान उनको बताए कि छोटा हरिदास कहाँ है। तब महाप्रभु हंसना चालू कर दिया, तुम्हारो लीला तुम्हें बुझीबे सवार। शिवानंद सेन कहते हैं चैतन्य चैतन्य ग्रंथ में, तुम्हारो लीला तुम्हें बुझीबे सवार, आपका लीला सिर्फ आप ही समझ सकते हो, आपका बिना दूसरा कोई नहीं। जिसके लिए कहते हैं कि अद्यावधि लीला करें श्री गौरांग राय कोनो कोनो भाग्यवान देखिबा। आज का दिन में महाप्रभु का लीला चलता है, आज का दिन में महाप्रभु चार जगह में आज का दिन में भी अवस्थान करते रहते हैं। वो है एक सोची माता का मंदिर, नित्यानंद प्रभु का नृत्य में, और शिवराज ठाकुर का कीर्तन, और राघव भवन राघवेर झूली, इस चार जगह में महाप्रभु आज का दिन में भी वर्तमान। जो भाग्यवान व्यक्ति है वही इसको दर्शन कर सकते, कोनो कोनो भाग्यवान देखी बात। जैसे नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर बचपन में जब मायापुर पहली बार आए, एक ब्राह्मण को उन्होंने मिले थे। जब ब्राह्मण ने उनको बताया कि मैंने महाप्रभु को दर्शन किए, तो नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर इतना आनंदित हो गए, इतना खुशी हो गए कि उन्होंने ब्राह्मण को उन्होंने पकड़ लिए। तुरंत ब्राह्मण का पता नहीं था कि ये बच्चा कौन है, लेकिन जब उन्होंने पकड़ लिए तो ब्राह्मण ने पता हो गए कि उन्होंने समझ गए कि ये जो बच्चा है ना ये मामूली बच्चा नहीं है, 11 साल का बच्चा हो सकता है, लेकिन ये महाप्रभु का अति निज जान। तो भगवान भक्त के द्वारा ही शिक्षा, जिस तरीके से छोटा हरिदास के द्वारा शिक्षा दिलाए और हरिदास ठाकुर के द्वारा भी शिक्षा, तो दोनों का ऊपर वर्णन किए कृष्णदास को दिलाए। हरे कृष्णा, हाँ बोलिए, और एक प्रश्न है। एक मिनट कृष्णदास, आपका भी उत्तर दूंगा। इनका प्रश्न है कि जब माधवी देवी से छोटा हरिदास चावल लेकर आए थे, महाप्रभु उसको सहन नहीं कर पाए, तो दमयंती देवी महिला होकर भी इतना सारे प्रसाद बनाए महाप्रभु क्यों ग्रहण किया, यही प्रश्न है ना। तो देखिए श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु सन्यासी, तो श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु के पास जब शिवानंद सेन और रामानंद राय दोनों पहुंच गए, तो रामानंद राय और शिवानंद सेन दोनों गृहस्थ है। लेकिन रामानंद राय जब पहुंच गए सामने, तो रामानंद राय के बोला तुमने बहुत सारे गलती की हो, तुम जाओ। तो रामानंद राय आए थे कुछ बोलने के लिए कि मेरा स्त्री का तबीयत खराब है, इसके लिए मैंने लेट में आया। और शिवानंद सेन एक ही समय उपस्थित हो गए थे महाप्रभु के सामने। शिवानंद सेन को महाप्रभु पूछने लगे कि शिवानंद तुम्हारा पत्नी अभी कैसे है, तुम्हारा पत्नी तो संतान संभव है, मतलब शिव प्रेग्नेंट, तो आपका पत्नी तो अभी प्रेग्नेंट है, आप जाओ, आप जाके आपका स्त्री को आप सेवा वगैरह करो, क्योंकि इसी मुहूर्त में आपको सेवा करो। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु माधवी देवी को स्वयं कहिए कि ये परम वैष्णवी से परम वैष्णवी नहीं है, ये राधा रानी का अंश है। श्री चैतन्य चैतन्य ग्रंथ में एक श्लोक है इसमें कि उन्होंने पयम गुणकीर्तन किए माधवी देवी का, कि परम वैष्णवी नहीं सिर्फ राधा रानी का अंश है, उनको रिस्पेक्ट भी देते थे। फिर भी छोटा हरिदास का माध्यम से उन्होंने बद्ध जीव को सिखाए कि संत होने से किस तरीके से व्यवहार होना चाहिए, संत का व्यवहार किस तरीके से होना चाहिए। ऐसा नहीं कि हाँ बोली बोली समझ गए, छोटा हरिदास का दंड नहीं दिए उन्होंने, छोटा हरिदास का माध्यम से बद्ध जीव को उन्होंने सिखाए, हमारा माफी एक मूर्ख व्यक्ति को उन्होंने सिखाए कि किस तरीके से संत में होकर संत भाव से आपको रहना है। संत महात्मा हम लोग बन गए, हम लोग सोच रहे कि बहुत बड़ा महात्मा, बहुत बड़ा संत हो गए, लेकिन व्यवहार हमारा सही नहीं है, आचार सही नहीं कर रहा हूं मैं, कर रहा हूं आप देख रहे हो कि अरे मेरे को कितना, मैं घूम रहा हूं, बहुत सारे व्यक्ति आके प्रणाम कर रहे हैं, मैं सोचा मैंने कितना बड़ा महंत हो गया, लेकिन मेरा मन में भावना मेरा सही नहीं है, मैं दूसरे के ऊपर मेरा चिंतन रहता है। तो इसी प्रकार व्यक्ति को शिक्षा देने के लिए महाप्रभु के एक माध्यम चाहिए। मीडिया बिना कुछ काम नहीं होता, आप जितना भी प्रचार करो लेकिन अगर आपका मीडिया सही नहीं है, जिसके लिए कोई कार्यक्रम जब होता है तो हम लोग मीडिया को क्यों बुलाता है, कि मीडिया का माध्यम से प्रचार होता है। तो ये मीडिया है छोटा हरिदास, जिस मीडिया का माध्यम से श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इसी बद्धजीव को सिखाने के लिए रिक्वेस्ट। आज दमयंती देवी के हाथ से उन्होंने क्यों ये प्रसाद ग्रहण किए थे, कि दमयंती देवी उसी समय में एक एक्सपर्ट कुक, कोई भी गौड़ीय वैष्णव का आविर्भाव हो, तिरुभाव हो, कुछ भी हो जाए, तो महाप्रभु जब संन्यास लेकर शांतिपुर में आए थे, अद्वैत आचार्य प्रभु पहले दमयंती देवी को बुलाए, सोची माता कभी पहले दमयंती को बुला के लेकर, दमयंती और मालिनी देवी और सोची माता तीनों सीता ठाकुर सब मिलकर श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु के लिए बहुत अच्छे तरीके से व्यंजन वगैरह बनाए। लेकिन अद्वैत आचार्य को अपना पत्नी सीता ठाकुरानी है घर पे, फिर भी उन्होंने पहले दमयंती देवी को बुलाकर लेकर आया। क्यों बुलाकर लेकर आया ना, शी वॉज एक्सपर्ट फॉर द कुकिंग एंड शी नोज हाउ टू कुक एंड व्हाट श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु लाइक्स। इसके लिए कहते कि छप्पा राघवेर झूली, राघव पंडित का झूली में दमयंती देवी बहुत प्रकार व्यंजन बनाकर श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु के लिए हर साल भेजते थे जगन्नाथ को, एंड शी वॉज एक्सपर्ट फॉर कुकिंग। ठीक है, हाँ बाबू जी कृष्णदास बाबू, हाँ छोटा हरिदास का कुछ गलती नहीं था, कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी इसमें वर्णन किए कि छोटा हरिदास का कुछ भी गलती नहीं था, फिर भी छोटा हरिदास का माध्यम से उन्होंने सिखाए कि इसमें कोट किए, कौन अपराध प्रभु कोइले हरिदास की लागी या दार मंगा करे उपवास। जब उन्होंने महाप्रभु जब छोटा हरिदास को कहने लगे कि उनको मैं मुखोदर्शन करी वो ना, तब जो मुखोदर्शन में आपका नहीं करना चाहते हो, गोविंद को बोल दिया कि आज से उसको बोल देने का कि मेरे घर में नहीं आने का, तो छोटा हरिदास नहीं से पूरा गौड़ी और पार्षद सब लोग सोचने लगे कि क्या हो गया, हरिदास ने क्या गलती की, किसके कारण महाप्रभु कहने लगे कि छोटा हरिदास को मैं मुखदर्शन करूं। तो सौरभ दामोदर भी पूछने के लिए गए, महाप्रभु ने इतना कड़क होकर सौरभ दामोदर को जवाब दे दिए कि अगर आप चाहे तो छोटा हरिदास को लेकर आप लोग इधर संग कर सकते हो, तब आप मेरे को छोड़ दो, मैं जा रहा हूँ अलाल्लाद में, अलाल्लाद में जाकर मैं रहना चाहता हूँ, आप लोग चाहे तो छोटा हरिदास को लेकर रहो। तब अंतिम में पुरंदर ठाकुर को बुलाए, पुरंदर ठाकुर उसी समय का सबसे एजेड, तब वही वयस्क व्यक्ति को लेकर आया महाप्रभु के सामने। महाप्रभु जिंदगी में कभी भी पुरंदर ठाकुर का कोई भी एक बात को माना नहीं किए थे, जो भी पुरंदर ठाकुर बोलते थे वो मान लेते थे सब बात, लेकिन महाप्रभु किसी को नहीं बताया कि किस तरीका के लिए मैंने छोटा हरिदास को मैंने तैर दिया। जब पुरंदर ठाकुर आके पूछने लगे तब महाप्रभु सबको घर से निकाल दिए थे, सबको घर से निकालने के बाद पुरंदर ठाकुर को इसे बताया मैं किस कारण के लिए मैंने छोटा हरिदास को मैंने दंड दिया। तब पुरंदर ठाकुर समझ गए, वो समझने के बाद बाहर में आके वो खुद छोटा हरिदास को बुलाकर लेकर आए कि महाप्रभु आपको कृपा कर रहे। तब छोटा हरिदास दुखी होकर चला गए थे प्रयाग में, लेकिन शास्त्र में कोई कोई जगह में वर्णन है कि उन्होंने आत्महनन किए थे, लेकिन आत्महनन नहीं हुआ था, कोई भी अलग अलग शास्त्र में शौर्य संपदा आज भी बोलते रहते कि महाप्रभु का दंड का कारण छोटा हरिदास ने सुइसाइड किया, लेकिन गौड़ी और वैष्णव समाज छोटा हरिदास को सुइसाइड को शिकार नहीं, वैकुंठ धाम प्राप्त हो गए थे। और वैकुंठ धाम प्राप्त होने का कारण ही जब महाप्रभु अपना पार्षद बिंदु को लेकर गए समुद्र में नहाने के लिए, तब छोटा हरिदास को जब मीठा आवाज आए तो महाप्रभु हंसना चालू किए, और महाप्रभु से नहीं महाप्रभु स्वयं शिवानंद सेन रामानंद राय पुरुषोत्तम ठाकुर बहुत सारे भक्तों को कहने लगे कि देखो कितना सुंदर वो कीर्तन कर रहा है, आप लोग दो हाथ ऊंचा करके कम से कम उनको कीर्तन में आप सहयोग करो। इसमें वर्णन है चैतन्य भागवत आ चैतन्य महा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे। 9:20 हो गए, पुशअप करें। Thank you.